call.
Good.
Hi, Dave. This is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling for your phone appeal.
Okay, fine.
Just wanted to let you know before you get started that you are being recorded and this is being streamed live on the internet, and I will hand you over to our chairman of the board, Bob Rose.
Okay.
Well, good morning, David. Would you just explain what your appeal is all about? Most of what we've been getting is...
Bob, first of all, let me thank you for the opportunity to address the board. It's pretty simple. I think that the property is overvalued based on the documents that I received. We had a valuation in 2008. According to your numbers, it was 46,040, which I guess it calculates to about 252. 321, and then the actual tax was $2,081.92. Mm-hmm. And then the current one I received was the valuation of $47,940, which I don't know how to exactly calculate it, but I think it puts the valuation at about $255. Is that correct? No, 252 was the one before. With the new calculation, 47,940.
No, because it's based upon a 2009 appraised land of 40,000 and 212,321 on the house. In other words, what you did was you got about a 4% increase in your assessed valuation and taxes.
Yeah, what's the actual tax calculate to?
19% of the residential on...
The tax is based upon it's a levy against every $100 of value in the assessed valuation. The assessed valuation is 19% of the appraised value.
$2,400, roughly.
Which is how much?
$2,400, roughly.
The tax?
Yes, sir.
Roughly $2,400.
So it's almost... 200 and 2,400, $320 increase in taxes.
Be that much? About 4%, probably would be. Yeah. It's
Last year I paid $2,081.92. Uh-huh. So this year you're saying the tax is going to be based on this current evaluation. How much?
$2,400 is what you said.
About $2,400.
Roughly.
See,
this has to go back. Well, no.
The rates aren't set for this year yet.
They're not set for this year. They can estimate what they're going to be. But all we can go on right now.
Okay. Here's the point. Here's my basic contention here. The values in that subdivision and in Branson overall have declined significantly over the last year and a half, 2 years.
What's the tax?
The subdivision, the sales in there, which I sent over, they've had only three houses have sold in there in the last year. They were very similar to the size and building quality of the home I have. One of them was listed at $257,000 and sold for $234,900. One was listed at $195,000. That's right across the street. It was listed at $195,000 and sold for $178,000, which was less than the cost to actually build the house. And then the house, another one in there, was listed at $189,900 and sold for $175,000, which was below the cost of building the house. The owner there and all these owners have taken a significant hit. Financial loss on these homes. They're all brand new homes. They're well constructed, but there's no market for them.
Where is this?
No, beg your pardon?
Excuse me, where is the, well, here, they're bringing it up on the screen now for us.
It's on Reinhardt Road.
Reinhardt.
This is on Bee Creek, just off of Bee Creek.
Oh, okay.
It's in the Taney County. Within the city limits, it's called the Stevens Subdivision.
Okay. Now, we're, can we compare to some of the houses right around him? Would you say that your place is,
4-5-2-2-0.
About normal, or as far as size and,
yeah, it would be very comparable to the quotes I'm giving you here. In fact, the one next door to me, is in a short sale right now, or it's on foreclosure. And if that house sells anywhere near where they're looking like they're going to sell it at, it's going to be probably around $180,000. My house actually cost me $233,000 to build it.
Again, sir, the value is as of January 1 of 2009. You've put on your form that you think that a short sale, a fire sale, whatever, would 198, but that your estimate of fair market value would be 235 to 245. Isn't that what you put on the form?
Yeah, and that's just me ballparking. You know, I mean, I'd take, if somebody offered me 235 for that house right now, I'd sell it in a heartbeat.
Right, but that was your estimate. That was your estimate of value, 235 to 245.
Yeah, the house actually cost 233 to build.
Okay, that's good enough, Fred. That if it cost you 233 to build, and then you got an appraised land value at $40,000, is the cost of the home undervalued or overvalued according to the method that you're using in the cost approach?
Well, it's the way you have it, it's overvalued. I mean, I can't sell it for what I paid for it, which was 233.
Does that include the land?
I don't understand how it could be.
Does that include the land, sir?
How it could be worth more?
Does that include the land, sir? The 233.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. And lots. I mean, there's other lots for, in there that haven't been built on. I think that home, that subdivision has 19 lots in it. 15 of them were built out. 4 of them are not built out. And you know, if they're saying the lots are worth $40,000, you know, I don't know how they're going to get that number, because
besides the short sales,
the land. I mean, you can buy lots cheaper than that today in Branson.
Besides the short sales that you've provided, do you have an appraisal or some other evidence?
Well, it costs $300 to get an appraisal, so, you know, there's not much of a point in doing that. I'm trying to go on basic, some of the finest real estate counsel I can get. These numbers, these comps that you're getting here come from Realty Execs, Delisa DeLay, and I think she's probably one of the best realtors you have there in Branson. So I have no reason to believe they're not, you know, accurate. In fact, Delisa advised me not to sell the house because she doesn't think I could even get what I've paid for it. If I have to put a real estate commission on there, I'm probably going to lose $20,000. But
again, that's a market right now, but January 1st of 2009 is the value. But you've provided these sales, and these gentlemen can look at these sales. Other than the sales that you've provided, do you have other evidence?
I don't know what else you'd want.
See, part of our problem is that we're required to see if things were fair as of January 1st, 09, the odd years. Now, I don't think in anybody's mind here there's any question that the next time the reassessment comes around that the property values are going to go down, unless there's a big turnaround in the next 2 years. But right now we have to go back, and then, in other words, we have to use the sales from 07 and 08.
But sir,
these are all 08 sales here.
Yes, sir.
There was no sales in there in 07. They were brand new, and none of them sold.
These gentlemen will consider those sales when they deliberate on the evidence. What I was just asking was, do you have further evidence? They can consider these sales. deliberate on the evidence and come to their conclusion based upon the evidence that you've presented and inform you of their decision. But I was asking if you had further evidence other than the sales.
No, I don't. I mean, I guess the question would be, what would be appropriate additional evidence that you would need?
An appraisal, some sort
certified
of cost,
appraisal.
Some sort of cost approach appraisal, sales comparison appraisal. You've presented, I guess, about as good evidence as you can without without actually getting an appraisal.
Well, thank you very much for that question. I could get an appraisal, but the point I'm making is it would cost me, if I had any chance at all to sell the house, you know, it might be worth the risk of paying $300 to get an appraisal. But I don't have any hope that the house will sell in this market. You know, so if I spent $300 to get an appraisal,
I understand
that's less than, well, just about the cost of the increase in the taxes. My point is that the valuations in there have dropped precipitously over the last 2 years, you know. Not just the last year, but over the last 2 years. And the sales I'm giving you there are actual sales. And the owners that sold these houses all lost money. I'm not sure all of them are short sales.
Is this a rental house or what?
Yeah, it is a rental. It was an intention. My wife and I were thinking of actually moving to Branson, but I got diagnosed with leukemia a little over a year ago, so I can't leave Washington State because of all my medical needs here. So we've had to rent the house, you know, out. That's, the fellow that's in there was a lease option. And, you know, he was initially wanting to buy the house, but when he's watched the market there and said, you know, there's no way I'm going to buy this house from you at this price. And he lowballed me, you know, and he came in at the 198, which is, you know, if I want to sell the house, I could sell for $198,000 and I lose $35,000, you know.
Right.
But, I'd like to. You know, so I don't want to do that. I mean, I think the house, like I said on my form, you know, I think the house is worth $235,000, perhaps more if I could get it in the market, but I don't think I can right now, so I'm just kind of stuck. I have to hang on.
I'm going to move that we lower the price to last year's values.
I see that now they want to, you know, increase the taxes on the house. I guess I would ask the board there, what basis does the county tax assessor have for increasing valuations at a time when we're in the worst real estate downturn in probably the last 50 years.
I move that we lower the taxes to the value of last year, 2008 value.
Would you please state that as assessment, not taxes, Dave?
I mean the appraised and assessed value to the 2008 level.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. You will lower it back to last year's level.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I sure appreciate that. I love Branson. I hope things improve there. And, you know, we've always enjoyed being there, and we love the people. So I appreciate the fairness of the hearing.
Okay. Hazel Lewis.
Hey, his increase was $84. One taxes, wasn't $400.
And he was, that's what I was trying to figure out. What you all said.
It was all single-story houses.
No.
Comparable.
Is it? Hi, this is Donna with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Ma'am, just to let you know, we are recording this, and you are live on the Internet. And the value, the assessor... The value the assessor has on your property is $75,200, and you don't have a market value on your application. Bob Rose is our chairperson.
And this is just an undeveloped lot in Emerald Point, is that it?
You'll have to say whatever you said. Say that again.
Is this just an undeveloped lot in Emerald Point?
Yes, it is.
It's not a condo or anything like that? Okay.
Nothing is on it.
What were, you did not answer the question on the purchase price.
Go back here. I want to look and see.
What did you pay for the property?
I don't have figures right here in front of me, but I think we paid about $78,000
for it. That's what I'm saying. It looked great access.
When did you buy it, ma'am? How long ago was it?
6 years ago.
6 years?
It'll be six. It's 6 years ago. We bought it in.
That's close. That's close enough for me.
But, ma'am, you have an appraisal that you sent in on this lot that was done just in September of last year for
$95,000? Yes, we had an appraisal because we refinanced the loan that we have on it. We did not expect to be paying on this because we wanted to sell it after 3 years.
But it appraised at $95,000.
Emerald Point said they would help us sell it when we wanted to sell it. Well, of course, they're not helping us sell it. They're just opening more phases, and everything has gone up. They haven't even sold everything in that phase where we are at.
Yes, ma'am, but you have an appraisal, a certified appraisal showing the value at $95,000. We only have you assessed at $75,000, $20,000 less than what the appraiser says your property is worth.
Yes, they told us it would go up. In fact, when I asked them...
No, ma'am, I'm not saying about going up.
They told us we could sell it for $150,000.
Ma'am,
about a year and a half, they told me that.
Ma'am.
About a year and a half ago, they told me that.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
To get that.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you. You're breaking up.
Okay, you have an appraisal for $95,000 as of last September.
Yes.
We only are valuing your property for tax purposes for $75,000, $20,000 less than what it appraised for. Do you understand that?
It has gone up about $25,000.
No, ma'am.
More?
No,
ma'am.
Ma'am.
You are breaking up. I can't hear you.
Okay, ma'am, you have a piece of property that is assessed, and the assessor goes out and sets a value on it. And the value that he set on that piece of property is $25,000 less than what your appraiser said it was worth. So, in other words, the evidence that you're presenting shows that he's put too low of a value on it, and you should be assessed higher and end up paying more taxes. Do you understand that?
Now, I understood what you just said, but why should it be assessed higher?
Because it was assessed too low before.
Because of your evidence. We don't have an appraisal that we've had done other than the assessor goes out there and he appraises it, and he says, I think this property's worth such and such, which I think is about $75,000 in this case, okay? And you had an appraiser go out there, and your appraiser, that you presented the evidence to us, said, no, it's worth $20,000 or $25,000 more than that. So, I guess I was asking why are you challenging the assessor's value?
I'm not challenging the assessor's value. I'm challenging Taney County's taxes on that piece of property. There's nothing on that piece of property that would make the value of it go up as high as they want to put it up, as high as the taxes.
Ma'am, this board has nothing to do with taxes. This board simply sets values on property. And if you're appealing to this board, you're asking that we adjust down the value of the property from the assessor's value, but you presented evidence that your property's worth more than what the assessors put it at. So I guess these gentlemen are a little stumped as to why you're appealing to this board.
See, technically, what we should do is raise your evaluation, which would raise your taxes.
Not necessarily. Our job is to equalize, and all the lots that join her are at this price. And I make a motion that we put hers at, leave it as what, as a denial, and deny your, we're denying your request for your benefit. And everyone,
well, what will the taxes be on this?
The taxes are based upon a percentage. If it's residential, 19% of what your property is actually worth. There's a levy that's set by each of the taxing districts that is multiplied by that amount, per 100 of that amount. And it's set by the taxing districts and not by this board. And if there's an increase in taxes, it has nothing to do with this board.
The estimate...
Well, who would I see about the taxes being increased so much every year?
The estimate that was on your notice, ma'am, shows,
yes.
And it's an estimate, is $739 is what they're projecting your tax to be, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Well, now they came down and they told me it was $694, not 700 and something.
Again, that's just...
They told me it came down to $694.
We don't know.
But I want to know...
We don't know exactly, because the taxing districts do not set the amount of their levy until they find out how much total assessed valuation they have in their districts after this meeting. So the levies are not set yet, so we can't know exactly what the tax is going to be. It's only an
estimate.
We
don't know exactly what it's going to be.
No.
Not until they set their levies. It's just an estimate at the present time.
All right. Well, I'm objecting to it going higher. I'd like to be on record saying
noted.
I'm objecting.
Noted, ma'am.
All
noted.
Right.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Call for a vote.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
3-1 denied. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is another tenant, Tropical Terrace.
Another one?
We'll make a motion, we table.
I make second your motion to table and hear them all at the same time. Well, I brought too much coffee. I'm sitting here just buzzing.
I got 4, 5, 9, 5, 1, 3.
You know what you might do? It says Texas, and the fax number has a 956 area code. Just if it's wrong
it's
again,
day.
They might have put in 417 instead of 956. Just a guess. I don't know.
You have been wrong before.
Oh, several times.
Oh, okay.
That's been not even a court. I mean, Missouri member, the only court side member. I thought it,
yeah.
That's her number here at any point.
The number or code you have dialed.
What was that one?
Dialer faction.
She said
check online.
talking about, Cindy?
Oh, I'm looking at the scan here. She said some stuff yesterday, I think.
I mean, it doesn't make sense if they'd give you a 956 tax number and then give you a 417 number.
Well, they get their sale price. I see that passed it there.
Oh, we're on the phone with you folks on the she's on the cell phone talking to you people in your office.
Can we just do it on this line?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Janice. Ma'am, just want to let you know that you're being recorded. You're live on the internet. And I'll turn this over to...
Can we get a corrected number for her so that we have to get back
to her? Oh, you have two good numbers because you came in on my cell and you came in on my home phone and text. So you have two good numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I don't know. My husband's here and he can't hear this on this phone. I don't know if we can go in the other room but you can get that since you're on speakerphone.
Okay, you want to try to do that?
Have her call us back.
Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay, it'll just take a minute for us to move to the speakerphone.
That's fine.
Yeah, but how could she do that?
She's got two phones.
She answered my puzzle. It's the cell phone that's the 417.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
All right.
You weren't wrong, Bob.
I was wrong. It was ancient logic. I forgot about cell phones.
Hello.
Hi, Janice. Is that better?
Yeah. Can you hear me? I'm having a phone.
We can hear you, I think. We'll just try and be real quiet and listen to you.
Hello.
Hi, Janice.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I cut you off.
No, you're good.
All right.
Bob Rose is our chairperson, okay?
Okay, now this is on a Tanny Como Terrace condo. We've had a number of these. What is it that you're really asking for on this, Janice?
Okay, well, according to your letter, I'm supposed to show you evidence of market value and to let you know what our issues are with the assessment. The last one I got was showing, when I went down to visit with the assessor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a letter, I don't see the date on it, maybe see a date on it. It said your previous assessment was $11,770.
Right.
There's no dollar signs there. And the value increased in 2009 to $21,790, which shows a total increase of $10,020.
According to the papers that we have, it did not go, it went to $98,854 or $18,780 on the assessed. It jumped from $11,770 to $18,780.
Okay, so it was $11,770 and it jumped to $18,780.
Right.
Okay, and it was previously, okay, so the previous thing, so now... Instead of going up to 21, it's back down to 18,780.
That's the figures that we're working with.
Okay, and the other thing that the assessor gave me was when he went through and did all the different addresses, and he uses these from their market value, what they sold for. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Right.
Okay.
And he see, we have, now also there's one other thing. We have to use the prices that things sold for in 07 and 08 because the figures that we're working with here have to be as of January 1st, 2009.
I understand that. I understand that perfectly.
So okay, now you provided...
number, okay, go ahead.
These were sales here. Unit 5, 168.
Ma'am, you...
Yes, I'm with you.
You put
I don't have a unit 5168, but anyhow, I have a unit 5166.
I'm reading your letter.
Ma'am, you put down...
Oh, you're looking at my letter to you. Okay, and that sold when?
Well, I don't know. You didn't say. You said in your research they sold in 2008.
Okay, I was giving you a comparable. You asked what was one that was similar to me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to explain to you something. Will you allow me to do that?
Sure.
What the assessor gave me, and his name is Mr. James, what's it?
Strahan. He's sitting right here.
Okay. Yes, what he gave me when I came down and visit with him was how he came up with his assessed rate. And that's what I want to question today. He gave me a list of 13 values.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at right now.
It's 2007 till 2008, and he took the median, which is $128,000, okay? The thing about it is, some of these condos, which was the very highest one, had a hobby room, it had boat slips, one at least, and different things, and they're not all the same. They're not all equal, and if you bunch them, well, it kind of throws it off.
Isn't that the reason, though, for taking kind of the median?
Well, I don't, in my opinion, I don't like that.
Ma'am, you said on your form that your opinion of market value as of 2009 is $94,620, and the assessor has it assessed at $98,854, which is approximately a $4,000 difference, correct?
But also you have thrown in there the land, $2,290, right?
That's your share of the common property in a condo association.
I know, but how many of us are sharing that same common property?
But
and some people have more common property than others because they have places for the... where they park their RVs, where they park their boats. I don't share with that common property.
It says you have a parking space and a garage.
I know. I pay taxes on that. I know that. But I don't pay any taxes on... Those people are not assessed a tax for their parking spot, for their RV, or their boat trailer parking.
There are pools and parking lots and hallways all kinds of things, ma'am, that may be common areas. But your value that you state is $94,620, and the assessor's value is
$98,854. Well, you know, it's hard sometimes when people fill out that paperwork to exactly understand it because they don't have all the facts of what a real true market value is.
Okay, are you saying that your property's not worth $94,000?
It's possible that it is.
Okay.
How did you arrive at the 90 an odd figure like this, 94,620?
Huh?
How did you arrive at this 94,620 that is your opinion is the real value?
How did I arrive at that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I knew that most places had decreased in value by at least 17 to 21%. I also know that my realtor told me to take my property off the market because they weren't selling and nothing's worth anything, although I know that was in 2008. Mm-hmm. The big thing I object to is this land appraisal. I don't know, there's about 150 units and we're all assessed 2,290.
Yeah.
That figures out to be quite a big sum. When I buy my property, I already get that common area. amount of money that I pay for it. So to me, that's part of it. If you add the 96 plus the 2,290, you're coming up with almost 100,000 there.
No.
So that's my main objection. I know you keep all the condos that way. You appraise those the land, but we really don't own any land.
I make a motion that we table this along with the other Taney Como Terrace of Forsyth properties until we make a decision on all.
Second.
The purpose of that, Janice, we've had a half a dozen that we're still deliberating on out there, and we're going to hopefully this afternoon or Thursday We're going to try to hassle this whole thing out so that everyone is treated fairly.
Okay.
So right now we're tabling it. We're not making a decision on yours. You will be notified, though, because we're just going to have to take them all together and not one at a time. All right?
Okay, but I just want you to know what my concerns were. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay. And will you notify me by letter?
Yes.
Okay. And at the same address, I got the notice of this meeting today.
Correct, ma'am.
Okay. And have they decided on what the levy amount will be?
Not yet, ma'am. They decide that after the Board of Equalization has been done for the year.
Okay. But don't you, now how do you figure this? Do you take the assessed value times the certain levy amount?
The estimated tax, a lot of times, is based upon last year's levy, but it may change if total assessed valuation goes up or down in a taxing district. It's just an estimate, and it's very rough, but gives you an idea of what your taxes are.
Right. What is the levy from the...
The levies are set by the different taxing districts. The county doesn't have one. We roll it back to zero. The school district has one, so I believe you're in the Forsyth School District. You'd have to check with Forsyth, and there's other, the fire district and other districts that levy as well. That's what it's based on.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
On this motion.
The motion is table. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we have Arlene Lopez is next, and before we call her, I'm going to let Cindy explain this to you because you've already taken this up before and asked to reschedule it. So, Cindy.
Just, you'll see it there, 060135, it's in your book. And just to remind you that you already, this is our second phone conference with her. I believe I never hear that it's out at Emerald Point.
Yes.
And you guys thought you were kind of on the list that she had not a very good lot she thought she didn't have a very good lot. You guys thought she had a real good lot, but since then, I think she's gone out and looked at the parcel. So that's what this is, just a follow-up.
And that's the one that's right across the street from the parking lot of the Welcome Center, James. Is
yes.
That it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I think you drove out there.
Yeah. It's nice, pretty grass on the side of a hill. It's just, the lot really is...
And she recommended $50,000, didn't she?
She said she. That was the purchase price.
You went out and looked at it?
Yes.
Where's it?
Emerald Point.
Oh, okay.
The one is right across the street from the parking lot of the Welcome Center.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That on the left there, as you go down that road past Butterfly, yep. Down to the Y in the road, those things drop off drastically right there. And there's not a tree on it. So you wouldn't have anything to brace the foundation of the house.
But the lot that's highlighted is not really her lot.
Yeah.
It is really her lot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? But the topography is not that great.
It looks like a nice level lot from here.
Well, she was saying that it was just right next to the...
The gate.
To the entry gate. And determines on what you consider right next to it. I mean, it's just about a 300 or 400 feet up the road from the entry gate, which is real close, but... According to the tax number and the GIS, that's the lot. If it's not one of that one, it would, I don't know where to be. But according to what the information before it is, that's the lot.
Dave, did you see what, did you have an assumption of what we talked about before? I mean, she was confused about where her lot was even at.
No.
Right. She said close to the guard shack, and it is close to the guard shack. I mean, closer than many of them in there, I mean, but it's about, like I said, about 300 feet off the road or so. And that's fairly close compared to...
What did we do on that before?
I don't know.
You just said to reschedule it. You said for her to make sure she understood where it was at, and we were going to look at it too, and then
okay.
We rescheduled.
The windy.
So it was the $50,000 she paid, do you think?
Is that what she paid for?
That's what she said.
It shows here anyway.
What was it last year?
Well, it jumped last from 11 to 4.
Last year it was 60,000. Last year was 60,000.
60?
Yeah.
And not 75.
I would. Of course, I don't. I mean, what my opinion of value is versus on a lot of those lots out there. But what's a couple of the next door lots right there?
They're all the same, I think.
Are they all the same?
Yeah.
Are you ready for me to call it?
14.
She paid 50 grand in 02.
They're all the same.
Okay. Is that the same all over out there? Off down the other side.
They actually get access from that bottom.
Yeah, but I meant
those neighboring lots.
I meant lots way on down and some of the other.
Yeah, they're all the same.
You priced everything the same about there. No matter what.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Arlene?
Who's this?
This is Donna with the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Just to remind you, we are recording and you are live on the internet.
Hey, hi, how are you?
Good. Bob Rose is our chairperson.
Arlene,
Hi.
We talked before and you were thinking that it was right next to the guard shack.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're on the same thing. We found that we had somewhat of a misconception that what looked like on our plot, a nice level lot across from the clubhouse, actually is a very steep hill and not too buildable. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, sir.
And you paid $50,000, though, for one that... That's what I'd asked before, you know, that you did actually see that lot before you bought it.
Yes, but it was, like you said, it was a little bit steep down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that correct that we're speaking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You figured you could just put a house on it with a walkout basement or something like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We got the problem here that all the ones all around you there are assessed at the same value. And it's difficult for us to do anything with something when everyone is being treated equally. But we've got to evaluate the discussion. Do you have anything else that you want to tell us other than that clarification now?
Just a verification that was close to the, like we spoke about, that it was close to the gate, and I didn't understand why it was, like you said, it's on a steep. To the right, like you said, it would have been nice if a building or a house was going to be constructed. It would be an outside, also leading to the back. That is true. Although nothing is surrounding it other than what you're telling me, there was a building across the street, you said, by the clubhouse. But isn't the clubhouse a little bit lower than what my area is?
I believe it's a visitor center. Is that what you said,
David? Yeah, welcome center, visitor center, or something with a parking lot right next door to it, and your lot is just almost right across the street from it, according to our information. It's a pretty good sized lot. It doesn't have a tree on it.
Okay. Yes.
You're about.
That was the issue, and I didn't know it developed that much. When you asked me to please look at the site, which I did look at the site, and I saw how much it did develop. Although, I don't know how it's for assessment, that's all that I'm inquiring.
Right.
Okay, we will be taking this up. You'll be notified in the next few days what our final answer is. Thanks
okay,
for talking with us.
And have a good day, all right?
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I would ask the board to flip to her page of comparables that she's evidently provided. And look at the values on those current lots. And if you look over in comments by the realtor, Carol Jones, basically, well, Caldwell Banker too, It says water view of Table Rock Lake, and it doesn't explain where the lots are, what size they are, but they will be they will be steep lots. But I believe she's provided that. I didn't turn this in to no one.
It's again one of those where they
did they,
the resales on it. They're pushing their own.
She sent it in.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
I don't think she understood where her lot was at to start off with. I think that was the main problem.
There is no lake view from it, though.
You ought to be able to see the water right down across Yogi Bear Campground.
If you walk up that hill.
Just I think it gets bigger. Right, you're seeing right down there is P Highway, is the cove to Yogi Bear.
Have we done any? Seemed like we adjusted one out there, but that was because it had
a big highline.
Highline across. It hit straight across, actually up the road and across the way there. That's
we adjusted two lots because there was a
power
transmission line across the, out there, and that's all we adjusted on that whole thing.
That's what I say, guys. It's one of those things that I sure would like to see them less, because I think they got taken, but from an equalization point of view, she's not being treated unfairly.
I make a motion to deny the request. I think she was confused on what land she even owned.
Well, if she puts these in as comparables, then it's not out of line.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. She's put the comparables, comparable to her lot, at the same price, so.
Well, these are not solds. They're only listed what's on the market.
Mm-hmm. I'm relying heavily on Dave on this one. He's a realtor and knows.
Well, my big dilemma is what we're charged with here is to be equal, and all the rest of the lots around there are equal. In fact, everything in Emerald Point, you said no matter what the how the lot played or where it has a view or not, everything in there is $75,000.
Because we're not seeing any sales for less than that, unless it's a foreclosure or something of that nature, Dave. We do have, I don't believe we have any lots above 80. We've got $80,000 lots.
So even down there around Boo Boo or Dora or some of that, whatever.
No, that's down in Yogi Bear.
Oh, okay. Some of those streets that go down, I mean, right above that then, is that?
Flat Rock, Crescent.
Okay. Those lots are all.
Well, where is that castle out there that's huge with the turrets and everything on it?
It's right across the lake, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on 86.
You'd probably, I didn't even see it from there.
Amazing. I think you can see Mr. Snaden's house looked pretty large up on top of the hill if you're looking from over on the 86 side back.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks pretty
Somebody large. Was telling me they thought it was Yakov's house, but I don't know. Well, is your motion to deny? Is there a second? We've got to do something. Hearing no second, then I need a motion for something else.
I'll make a motion to set it at last year.
Last year was based a bit, you say it's 60,000, James?
60,000.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to make an adjustment on every lot then out there?
We might call that an obsolescence if it's that steep.
If it had a decent view and some trees on it or something, I mean, I would be, it to me, right across the street from the parking lot, you know, it's not the most ideal building site as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you want to use that for that, I mean, if it, because it is across from their visitor center and the traffic and everything like that, well, I mean, I'd go along with some kind of a reduction, but...
Well, if you look there, it is different than the corner lot to Searcy, because it is a corner lot. The other corner lot is cornered to two other roads. It is the only lot. It's got an obsolescence of being so steep and where it's located. The other lots don't even come out that way. They feed down on Sherry.
I would second the motion to lower to last year based on obsolescence of that.
All right. Lower to $60,000 based on the obsolescence and location. That would be a justification. Will you, anybody second it?
Chuck Tittle made the motion. Dave Offit seconded the motion.
You got a motion and a second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Make a motion to accept the withdrawal.
Who's that? On which one is that?
Krispy Kreme. I didn't bring any donuts.
Do I have a second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Make a motion for a recess till 1 o'clock.
What I'm wondering is, if do we need that long till 1 o'clock? We should be going back over those minutes. We need to get some time to do that.
Are we going to have any more Tiny Como Terrace, do you know?
You. It should be a four number, Dave. It should just fly right out at you if it's Tiny Como Terrace.
It'd be a section four?
Yeah, it'd be a 4-9 32-1 number.
Aside from what the attorney may bring on those attached sheets, aside from that, we don't have any individual taxpayers coming in.
I don't see any 4-9 32-1s left. But.
We haven't recessed, have we?
No. I'm about to.
This may not be real favorable, but... Just to throw it out there, I'm going to make a motion that all of the Tiny Como Terrace of Forsyth properties be raised to a limit of 25% over last year's value. No more than 25%. If they are less than that, then they remain what they are set at according to this. But I don't know. I'm just. I think that, you know.
I think if you get some other condos. It's my understanding that there's a bunch of condos coming in to Thursday, a bunch. And they're going to be making the same argument that they've been raised too much, like 50% and 40%. And I think that, there may be some treatment of that should be equal with this. But, you know, I understand what your motion is. I think the motion I've heard is very similar to what you're doing.
I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about the same sort of thing. They just seem like the biggest unhappiness we've had with people is that percentage-wise, that they see too much in 1 year. It's not so much that they don't recognize that James needs to get the values up. I think everybody recognized that. But getting it all in 1 year, maybe we'd have been better off to start this thing of just saying, well, in some of them, it's going to take two steps to get them there instead of one.
The problem you're going to have with a decision of that nature is we have signed an extension of a plan with the State Tax Commission. In that plan says they will arrive and do another ratio study to see where we're at to market value. If they drop these condos out in mass numbers in their ratio study, we can see that we are not going to pass that ratio. And we have agreed in that to be at market value. And that would be my only concern whatsoever is, are we truly getting close to market value? We got to be within 90 to 110%. And like I said, in that extension of the agreement, it says that's what they're coming here for, to run ratios and see where I need to be in certain areas.
And when are they supposed to be here?
I would say whenever they get good and well ready.
They would have to be here before they set the levies, don't they, James?
No. They can run that appraisal any time they get ready. But they will take the numbers, not what I closed on in May 15th. They will take this Board of Equalization's numbers.
That they are not going to mess with this year's values. What they've said is in that agreement is that if they see a problem, and only if they see a problem, they may make an order to adjust values in 2010, which would not be 2009 values.
Right. I understand that, but I mean, that's what we signed up is to be compliant. And
well, at least they would see that we made a 25% effort. You know, I don't know. I'm and you say we've got others coming in.
485.
485?
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you might want to treat all of the condos that you treat that way at the same time. And, of course, I know that you have a bunch on Thursday. It's almost a full day of condos.
I'll withdraw my motion. Leave it tabled, I guess.
I'll make that old motion for an old recess.
All right. Shall we get back, though, say, by make an hour, make a quarter to one, and try to give us a little time to work on those minutes?
These minutes are our last meeting, correct?
Yes, last Thursday.
Last Thursday. Okay.
Take an hour to go through all these.
Meeting adjourned.
Was there big bunches?